All right. Well, hello. I believe there might be a couple of you on the line, and this is week one to self-love. And if you are on the line, if you could just mute on your end, that would be awesome. And then at the very end, we will take some questions if you have any. So I am just pulling up some information here on my computer. If you're joining us, just mute from your end, and I will actually be able to meet you guys from my end, too, in just a second here. Let's see here. Recorded, done, good. Just trying to, there's a muting option from my end, but, oh, here we go. Okay, hang on. Okay, guys, if you're on the line, for some reason, I'm having trouble muting from my end. So if everybody on the line could mute their phones so there's no background noise, please. Awesome. All right, so let's get started. This is week one of the 2015 Self-Love Program, and I'm very happy to be doing this program again. It's been a little while since I've done it. I think we did it last. Oh, gosh, it might have been over a year ago since we've actually done it in a group like this. As many of you know, I have all of my clients start off with the self-love program or actually start off with the 40 days of self-love, starting with the foundation. So that is exactly what this very first week of self-love is all about. So I'm trusting that you all got the information regarding this first week. Oh, you know, you guys, I really need to mute those. Hang on one second. Let me go back and see if I can do that really quick. Otherwise, we can have people coming in. Let's see. Let me try this number. Yay, I did it. All right. So when you join us, if you don't mind just muting from your end, for some reason, I'm having a hard time doing that from my end, too. Let's see. Ah, okay, I think I did it. So hopefully this is working, and we'll get started now. All right, I think I have everybody muted, and I think I have the tone turned off also, so we should be good. So week one, the foundation. I know that many of you that are doing the program this time around have done the foundation, some of you for many months, and I know there's a couple of you that have been doing it for over a year. The foundation is something that I created about 3 years ago now, and it's very simple. It's not rocket science. I mean, neither is self-love, but we all seem to have such a hard time doing it, right? So the process of this beginning of this program, the foundation, is to address each of our bodies. We have a physical body, of course, a mental body, an emotional body, and a spiritual body. And by addressing and nurturing each of our bodies, we then achieve the ultimate enlightenment of the spiritual body and knowing how to love ourselves and then receive love from other people as well as from divine sources. So let's start at the beginning. I'm going to kind of walk through the first PDF that you received last night. Hopefully you have this in front of you. It's helpful to do some highlighting. If you don't worry about it at all. You can always come back to it and take notes. But there's some key points in the program that I would like to emphasize. So, you know, I really hope that everybody that has come into this program understands that the term self-love is really about receiving and allowing love to flow, not just from ourselves, but from other people, from divine sources, and really allowing and receiving what comes our way. In manifesting, you know, we all are very good at creating a situation or bringing in the money that we desire or bringing in the love that we desire. And that love or that money or whatever it is that we desire shows up in our lives. And most of the time, I would say about 50% of the time, we don't receive it. So a key piece in manifesting, which is tied into self-love in so many ways, a key piece in manifesting is not only the creating of what we so desire, but then the receiving of what we desire. And because like attracts like, it's very easy for us to get stuck in the habit of not receiving, and eventually we're no longer offered. So that universal law of like attracting like is very important with the concept of self-love. If we're loving ourselves and we desire a partner, the like will attract like. So as we love ourselves, we will attract people that not only love us, but also in turn love themselves. And, of course, that is the ultimate relationship that we're looking for. So the word self-love can trigger many people. I can't even tell you the questions that I answer just about those words. Everything from, you know, a mumbling of it being, you know, an arrogant thing or something that we shouldn't be doing or that it's conceited. It's very interesting the way that we've been programmed culturally and socially in this time and age of what self-love really means. And it's really beautiful to see so many people that I work with on many levels, not just as clients, but in my speaking engagements and other things, that are starting to receive self-love and that term so much better. You know, we all knew how to love ourselves when we were born. Oscar Wilde said, like I said in the PDF, to love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. We cry when we need the attention from the day we arrive on the earth to the day we die. We just learn how to cry differently. We may cry as a baby, even when we're older, but we learn how to cry and how to manipulate and how to get what we want. But true self-love doesn't need outside validation. When we are filled with our true self-love, with the divinity of absolute self-nurturing, anything that arrives to us from an outside source, of course, is still much appreciated, but it becomes the icing and not the cake. And we are the cake. So the goal of this 40-day program is to help everyone see that they can be enough and that our desires for outside validation are just the most beautiful addition to what already is, but that we begin to start to take nothing personally. And that goes for the positive and the negative. We begin to feel a sense of self in knowing ourselves deeper and deeper that another person's opinion, whether it be positive or negative, is owned by that person, and we do not take it on as something that we must own. And this is a lifelong, you know, quest. This isn't something that's going to happen overnight, and it's most likely not something that will happen after 40 days. But it will give us the basis of what it feels like to feel centered in our own being. When we fall in love with someone else outside of ourselves, we think that they're giving us all of this beautiful energy. And not to downplay, of course they are. If it's a beautiful relationship, we are receiving energy from the other person, and we're also giving energy to the other person. But a piece that's often missed is that we are reflecting. That other person is a mirror for us, and we are perceiving ourselves in a beautiful light, which is coming from that person, from your reflection in that person. And so we actually own all those beautiful emotions and feelings that we so long for. They're all within us. You know, I've spoken to many of you about, you know, you're in this beautiful relationship and something happens and the relationship ends and it's so hard and it's so upsetting and it's so, you know, distressful. But the truth is all of that beauty that you received in that relationship still belongs to you, very much so belongs to you. And if we can realize that and think about all the beautiful relationships we've had in our lifetime and realize that those beautiful moments and those emotions came from us, in the mirror reflection of that other person. Now, this by no means, you know, takes away from a beautiful relationship. In the Divine Relationship series, we talk about, you know, going deeper into that other person and how we work that energy between that other person, and that's a whole another beautiful journey. But to really stand clear on what it is that we're offering, what it is that we're allowing, and what it is that we're receiving is the premise of self-love. So A Course in Miracles tells us that we all suffer from believing we are separate from God. And whether you believe in God in the traditional sense or you were raised in a religion or you're absolutely, you know, agnostic and it's just spirit and you call it universe or, you know, spirit or whatever works for you, that's absolutely fine. But this premise, for those of you that haven't heard it before, is simply we came, you know, we are here on Earth and we humanistically created our ego. And the ego is the thing that keeps us in the mind frame that we are separate from God. It's all an illusion that we're separate from God. We are all God. We are all fractals of light. Michael Murdad once on a Sunday explained it something like this. If you imagine God as the sun, the beautiful sun, the strongest thing in our galaxy, this beautiful sun that shines so brightly, and as the sun's light shines through a crystal, the light goes through the crystal and it bends. The light bends and it splits into many different hues of color. So there's a piece of light dancing on the wall that's purple and lavender and violet and blue and royal blue and cobalt blue and dark blue. There's all this beautiful spectrum of light that you can see dancing on the wall as the sun shoots through the crystal. Well, we are all each of those little fractals of light dancing on the wall, and we feel like an individual because we have this individual color and we're this individual color dancing on the wall of light. But the truth is we are all from the sun, and if the sun were not there, neither would we be. So you can look at the crystal as this illusion that we are separate, or you can look at it as ego. And if that makes sense to you, you can see that we are all the sun. We are all God. And we have our individuality in the color that comes through the crystal, through from the light of the sun, from the light of God. And the separateness is what keeps our deservability in check, as some people might say. It keeps our self-worth low so that we cannot receive, so that we limit ourselves and create limiting beliefs throughout our life from around the age of 7 as we incarnate fully into our body. And around the age of 7, we start a process of creating these limiting beliefs in our life. From 7 to 14, we find every reason and every way to validate these limiting beliefs in our life. And we even go to these great lengths of attracting other people into our lives so that they can exemplify how we have this limiting belief. And then from 14 to 21, and these are 7-year cycles, of course, and from 14 to 21, we're just furthering that, furthering the validation. And then 21 on is the, you know, opportunities that arise in our lives to show us that we could break through this limiting ceiling that we put on us. Any belief, for the most part, that humans have has a limitation to it because it's the way our mind can perceive concepts. Our mind perceives beauty, but only to a limit. Our mind perceives how much money we can make a year, but to a limit. To go from point A to point B must be a reasonable jump, or our mind will not accept it. And the phenomenons that we hear about can happen to other people, but they cannot happen to me. These are all limiting beliefs. And self-love also helps release limiting beliefs because we slowly but surely release the belief that we are separate. And we begin to see the beauty of God within ourselves and within others. And as we can recognize this beauty and remember that we are not separate from God, remember that we are all children of God, we can slowly start to receive the truth, which is that we are limitless beings and that there is absolutely nothing to stand in our way from every desire that we have. But this course, this program, isn't about prosperity, and it's not about manifesting, and it's not about abundance. It's about something so much greater. The power of love includes all of those things and so much more. So we start with 2015 with self-love. Well, the next program that will be offered is transformation. Let me take that back. I think the next program is divine relationships, then transformation, and we end the year with divine prosperity. And that builds the process, but we must start everything with this foundation. So let's move into the foundation a little bit here. And we will start with by the way, I do recommend a couple books. I think I had mentioned this before. I recommend that you get Gerald Jampolsky's book, Love is Letting Go of Fear. And that book is found sometimes, if you're in Sedona, sometimes they have a copy of it at Unity. Otherwise, I would just go to Abe Books, A like apple, B like boy, E like elephant, books.com. And, you know, you can get a used one for a couple bucks. I would suggest getting it in print, not on, you know, electronic, like on your computer or on a Kindle. I would get it in print so you can make notes. It's really a beautiful book. It's, in short, it's kind of like the Cliff Notes to Course in Miracles. It's a wonderful, wonderful book, one of the best books, the most inspiring and discouraging book all at the same time to me personally, because I read it and was so personally inspired, and I felt so much clearer about the Course in Miracles after reading it, but I also felt discouraged because I thought, well, that's the book that I wanted to write, and there it goes, it's written, so there you have it. I'm kidding. I still feel very inspired by it, and it's a beautiful, beautiful book, so I encourage you to get that. There's so many other books that Michael has written that I highly recommend as well, but for the self-love program, if you could get Love is Letting Go of Fear, that would be really good suggested reading. It's not required, but it would definitely be positive for you to have. Let's see here. So we are working towards divine self-love, which is authentic love, love for the truth that lives in each of us. It is absolutely unconditional. So just for a moment, we want to take you on just a very short little meditation here. We're going to insert this meditation into the middle of our talk tonight. And you can take notes, so you can do this meditation on your own. And you can also do it with me as we proceed. We're just going to do a little snippet of a dear friend of mine's loving kindness meditation. You can look up Sarah McLean if you'd like. She has a beautiful meditation center here in Sedona. And she was so kind to come over to the house when we were having the Divine Relationship Retreat. And she did this beautiful meditation for us, and it fits perfectly in with self-love. I wanted to gift this to you guys tonight by way of Sarah McLean. So in the meditation process, as we always do, you just want to settle into your being, settle into your body, settle into comfortable that is sacred, pay attention to your breathing, and as you scan your body, just release any places in your body that are tight or stressed or in pain. Release as best you can. You've all done meditation work somewhere, somehow, with me or someone else at some point in your life, I'm sure. And if you haven't, this is a great introduction. This is a very simple and easy and gentle meditation to do. And this meditation you can stretch into 30 minutes, or you can literally do it in less than 5 minutes, which is kind of the version we're going to do tonight. So this is a great meditation when you're feeling stressed at work, great when you wake up in the morning or before you go to bed, any time during the day that you need to come back to center and remember that you are a child of God and that you have the ability to love yourself divinely in any moment of any given day. So as you just find that center and pay attention to your breathing, maybe take a couple of deep breaths to release the energy through your lungs, through your air, and then just paying attention to how you're breathing. You don't have to control it. You don't have to slow it. Just pay attention to your breath. And then tune in and listen to anything that you can hear. The sound of my voice, the sound of your breathing, any other noises that are in the background in your environment. And the first thing that I'd like you to draw into your mind's eye is the person that you feel the most love for in this moment. You might be surprised by who pops into your mind, and that's fine. Don't judge it. Don't change it. Just imagine that person that pops into your mind that you love so much right now in this moment. And send that person, whoever it is, love, kindness, beauty, anything that you feel that you would like to gift to this person. Beautiful energy, deep sense of divine love. Just send them all of that energy, love and light. Tell them they're whole. Tell them they're complete. And tell them that you love them. Notice any changes in your body. Notice if your heart beats faster or your breath changed at all. Just being present in your mind. And now, in your mind's eye, let somebody come into your mind and picture somebody that you are not getting along so well with right now, somebody that you have an issue with, or someone that triggers you, or someone that you may be experiencing a hard time with lately. Just let them come into your mind's eye, whoever it is. Again, don't judge it. You might be surprised. It might be the same person. Don't change it. And do the same thing. Find that space within you that can send them love and light and kindness and beauty. Let them know that they are complete, that they are whole, and that you love them. Now I want you to release that image. Notice if anything changed in your body, in your thought. And next, I'd like you to, in your mind's eye, picture yourself. Picture yourself just as you are. See yourself in your mind's eye. And do the same thing. Send yourself love, peace, joy, beauty, kindness. Tell yourself that you are whole, that you are complete. Tell yourself that you love yourself. Notice any changes, any thoughts that arise, any feelings in your body. And as the vision of you fades away, imagine someone that you don't know, somebody that maybe you see at the store or you see when you drop your child off at school, or maybe they're your pharmacist or your butcher or whomever, somebody you see, you know what they look like, but you don't know them. Sometimes it's somebody you don't think you've ever seen before, but your mind stores all kinds of things we're not aware of. And just imagine this person, this almost stranger person, very neutral person, and send them love and kindness and joy. And tell them they're whole. They are complete. And that you love them. This process is very, very simple. And as you release this neutral person from your mind and let them fade, just check in with yourself and see how you're feeling now. How are you breathing? Has your mood shifted at all? Have your thoughts shifted at all? So many times we get stuck with the concept of meditation as something that is so much bigger than it is. Meditation can just be a series of deep breathing. Meditation can be visual, like we just did, and guided. Meditation can be staring at a flame and emptying your mind. In the foundation, meditation is how we connect to spirit. I've always liked the idea that when we pray, we're talking to God, and when we meditate, we're listening. That has always rang true for me and made so much sense for me. So try it on. See how you feel about it. So let's back up just a little bit. If you're coming out of your meditation, you can stretch a little bit, take some deep breaths and open your eyes and come back into the present moment. And think about how simple that meditation is to do. Now, I never recommend people meditating while they're driving. But if you're super stressed out while you're driving and you're not on a freeway and you're not going fast, you can keep your eyes open and just picture the process of those people. You can picture that person you love, the person you have an issue with, yourself, and then the neutral person, and you can just send them love. Just that little process can, you know, be a couple of minutes, and it can completely change every cell in your body. Such a beautiful meditation. I'm so grateful to Sarah for sharing that with us. As we move on in the weeks, we'll talk about this meditation further and add on some ideas that have come to me over the last week or so of rewriting the self-love program, and we'll utilize that meditation, actually. So it would benefit you to do it once or twice this week on your own so that you feel a little bit more comfortable with it. So we'll come back at the very end to the meditation again, but right now let's talk about this first week one, the foundation and your physical body. So the physical body's purpose is, of course, to help us tell the difference between right and wrong. And I say of course because when I learned this piece of information, it was like, duh, of course that's what it is for. It's not just to play sports and feel good and have sex and eat and laugh. And it's actually this amazing system of helping us know right from wrong. I mean, if you think about it, everything that you know is right has a positive effect in your body. And things that you know are wrong for you, that are not the right choices for you, it has a negative effect in the body. It's such a handy tool that I think many of us have spent many years ignoring. So feeling our emotions in our body and really utilizing our bodies to their highest good. And as I say in the PDF, your heart will always guide you best. Learning to feel what your body is telling you is extremely beneficial. Our bodies remember everything that has ever happened to us. Our experiences are recorded in our cells. So in order to keep our bodies working for us, we need to take care of it, giving it oxygen, movement, love, touch as much as possible. So when we move our bodies, we're releasing energy that we don't need. We're releasing negative memories. Through healing in every layer of our bodies, in all layers, but especially in the physical layer, as we go for a run or do some yoga or go to Pilates or take a hike out on the land or go swimming or dance or make love, all of these things are putting positive experiences into ourselves and moving out stale and negative experiences. It's very powerful if you think about it. So the first piece of the foundation is to move your physical body. And only you know what your body needs. I can tell you what I do a little bit of yoga every morning, and then once or twice a week I go to a yoga class. And when I don't feel good at all and I don't feel like I can do anything, I take a bath. You can do self-massage, Abhyanga. There's so many things that you can do to take care of your physical body. If you run a mile every day, maybe do some yoga. If you do yoga every day, maybe go for a walk. Try to mix up what you're doing for your physical body. And the exercise isn't about trying to lose weight or get big muscles. It's about literally taking care of this vehicle. You know, many of us, and without enough time, we won't go deep into this, but many of us believe that this is all the illusion of this world, is this physical body and these material things that we see, and that this is the illusion. And we must respect the illusion. We can know the truth that we're all beautiful divine light beings waiting to go home, taking the journey of no distance, etc., etc., etc. Thank you so much, Course in Miracles. But we have to respect this reality. We have to respect this physical body. Or, as we all know, it doesn't in turn respect us. So whatever you're currently doing physically every day, shift it up a little bit. Make it a little bit longer. And if you're not doing anything, I would suggest just doing some very simple stretches in the morning after the other things that are going to come up in the morning pages, etc. Maybe 15 minutes. Start slow. Give yourself the ability for your mind to catch up Don't give yourselves, like, I'm going to go to yoga every single day. I'm going to hit the gym every single day. I'm going to go for a run every single day. It's not going to happen. And if it does, you're going to burn out really fast. So make this first step of the foundation very easy and very feasible. And you will notice the benefit in a very short period of time. The next body we're going to talk about is the emotional body. Emotion literally means energy in motion. Our emotional body holds every emotion we've ever had, much like our physical body. So if you've had trauma early in your life, that trauma is actually stored not just in your emotional body, but your physical body as well. So the more we can heal that and release that and bring in the positive, bring in those positive, joyous experiences, that squeezes out the negativity. We are replacing it. We acknowledge the emotional distress or trauma that we went through. We release it and we fill up. We must refill with the positivity. So in regards to the emotional body, just a little piece here from the program. If you've ever felt yourself acting in a certain way that did not feel like your true self, which we've all had that experience, maybe more than once a day, right? These unwanted reactions are due to the emotional wounds that are driving your behavior. In other words, you may have had a trauma 2 years ago, and that trauma may have centered around a post office, everybody's favorite place. And when you go to the post office, you find yourself getting very stressed and feeling a lot of anxiety and feeling something, and you don't know why, because there wasn't a long line and people were nice, but just the fact of going to the post office really kind of triggers you. There's cellular memory in the physical body and in the emotional body that gets triggered. So the more we release that old baggage, the more we refill with positivity, the more we can move forward in self-love. So thank God that in our emotional body, we also store all the love. The joy we feel when we experience love is the desired state of being. We are always desiring the state of love. We must honor our hearts because that is our true life's purpose. So for the emotional body, we do gratitude journaling. Expressing gratitude is a wonderful way to release our emotions and get into the state of love and respect for ourselves and those around us. So in the gratitude journal, very simple again, these are very simple steps, very simple rituals. For me, the gratitude journal is best the last thing before I go to bed. 10 things that I'm grateful for in that day. In the beginning, you're going to be grateful for your house and your car and your kids and your husband and your wife and your this and your that. And it's going to be a lot of external things. And you just get through those. Just write them down. But know that you can never write the exact same thing more than once. So if you're grateful for your house, you get it one time. But if there's something specific about your house, that you're grateful that you have a really good hot water heater and you can take a long shower, is something I wish we had more of, then that's a separate thing. But once we pass through the material world of gratitude, the goal is that we want to get into the self of gratitude. In other words, so you may go from the material world of all the things you're grateful for in the physical, the house, the kids, or this, or that. But then you may go to actions that you see other people taking. Somebody brought you a cup of coffee, you're grateful for that. Somebody let you cut in front of them in line at Safeway because you only had two things, and you're grateful for that. So then you become grateful for acts of kindness. And eventually, you will find yourself being grateful when you utilize your tools. You're grateful that you listen to the conference call early in the week instead of later in the week. You're grateful that you began this foundation. You're grateful that you signed yourself up for yoga class. So you start to find the places within yourself that you are grateful for to yourself. So you're not only expressing gratitude outward, you're expressing gratitude inward. This is very important because in order for our egos to buy into the idea of self-love, we need to make sure that we are giving it the gratitude and the respect that it deserves and that it truly needs. So we're going to be filling up with gratitude on a daily basis. And this can take anywhere from 5 minutes to as long as you want. And as we go through the program in the future weeks, I'll share with you other ideas that you can do with the gratitude journal. You can get really creative, and you can include your kids, you can include your whole family. There's a lot of really fun projects you can do around gratitude, and we can talk about that a little bit later. But for now, just focus on every night before you go to bed in your journal. It can be the same journal that you do your other journaling in, or you can get a separate notebook, or you can write it on post-it notes for all I care. But 10 things, don't repeat yourself, and just watch how it shifts. Expressing gratitude to yourself is one of the most powerful things that I have personally found to fill myself up with self-love. For the mental body, there are two parts to the mental body, the egoic mind and the divine mind. The ego is always looking for ways to stay the same, never change, and keep us small. At one point in our culture, the term ego was used to describe somebody that was stuck up, or there's a better word for that, conceited. They have such a big ego. They think so much of themselves. We're using the word ego here as the small self. The small self, that piece of us that we all have that is created by humans, that follows us around and keeps us small, that has those limiting beliefs, that doesn't think we deserve self-love, that doesn't think we deserve money, that doesn't think we deserve this or that or the other. The ego is something that you cannot rid yourself of. And, yes, the bad news of the day, the ego follows us through all of our lifetimes. So you'd think, well, let's just make friends with the ego. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. The best thing we can do in regards to managing our ego is to stay in our divinity, stay in our authentic, true self as much as possible. When we are sleeping, guess what? We are in our divine self, our authentic self. We are not an ego. Now, we still may have dreams of fear or egoic thoughts, but our natural state in the subconscious is our divinity. Our natural state while we are sleeping is authenticity. And the better we sleep and the more we release before we go to sleep, especially using tools like this foundation, the more we drop into our divinity while we sleep. There's a time as we wake in the morning, somewhere between sleep and actually being completely awake, and it's such a precious time that we can catch a little bit of our divine self before we step into ego. And it's, you know, Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist Way, I think in the late 80s, created this tool called the Morning Pages. And I have done it several times on and off throughout most of my adult life since I was in my early 20s. And the Morning Pages have been the most beneficial tool for me on my spiritual path. And I think the main reason for this is because it has given me a place to express the thoughts and feelings that I would otherwise judge and repress. So catching yourself before your feet even touch the ground. So for those of you that have not done Morning Pages before, I would encourage you to get a notebook or a journal that is very easy to write in. Like, if you can be laying on your back and still hold it up, you can roll over, you can write on it. It's very easy to write on. My journal is larger so that I'm left-handed. It's just easier the larger the journal for me, but it's lightweight. And I definitely suggest using pencil because pens can be very temperamental. They don't like to write on certain angles and just issues galore with pens. So I suggest a comfortable journal that gives you a lot of mobility, and definitely a pencil or two next to the bed, and literally open your eyes, roll over, grab your journal. You'll get into the habit of doing it, and if you wake up and you got kids and you got this and you got that, you know, set a very gentle and loving alarm, a gradual alarm that wakes you up slowly 15 minutes earlier, and give yourself that 15-minute window of opportunity to journal. So the Morning Pages is a conscious stream of thought. Whatever comes into your mind goes on the paper. You're not editing. You're not judging. You're not checking for spelling. You're not worrying about, you know, how it looks, what it says, how neat, how messy. It is a conscious stream of writing. Whatever comes in goes to the page. Sometimes you'll write about your dreams. Sometimes you'll write about your grocery list. Somewhere between dreams and grocery lists, you will find the subconscious mind. The goal is to get into that subconscious mind. And like with most other things in the foundation, as the weeks go by in this program, we will utilize the Morning Pages to discover new things about ourselves, to discover things that we would like to seek out, to discover our heart's desire. Even our soul's purpose can turn up in our morning pages. But for now, we're just going to utilize it as a place to empty our mind, as a place to capture our subconscious, and a place to begin the day in soft love. 15 minutes, first thing in the morning. And if you, for whatever reason, cannot do it very first thing in the morning, do it as soon as possible in the day. And really, truly, if you want it to work, you've got to do it before you even get out of bed. All right, so the last piece is the spiritual body. And we kind of started with this piece, and now we're going to come back to it in the end. The spiritual body, again, let me read this to you, actually. The spiritual body is expanded awareness, enlightened awakening, and our mystical self. The secret of the four bodies of existence is that when the physical, mental, and emotional bodies reach a state of harmony and balance, the higher vibration of our spiritual body is activated. That is just such a great quote. This is what I describe as the divine awareness. When we are in our spiritual body, that is our divine self. That is our authentic self. That is the truth, not our truth, not your truth, not my truth. It is the truth. And again, as I mentioned in the beginning, I believe that when we pray, we're talking to God. When we meditate, we're listening to God. So to pour self-love into our spiritual body, we are going to listen to God, and we are going to start with meditation. So daily meditation is a pathway to spirit by listening, quietening the mind and stilling the ego, even if it's just for a very few minutes each day. So the commitment to meditation practice is the number one thing that I recommend to all my clients. Well, I might be cheating on that a little bit because I do start with morning pages usually. If you're already meditating, then I would encourage you to switch up your meditating. If you're doing, TM, then switch it over to guided meditation. If you're doing guided meditation, switch it over to deep breathing, to, controlled breathing. Whatever you're doing currently is beautiful and wonderful. Maybe you're just doing it one time a day. Maybe you up it to twice a day. Maybe you're not doing it at all. Maybe you've never meditated before, and that's absolutely fine. So for new meditators, I would suggest that you start with 5 minutes. 5 minutes any time during the day. Midday is great for me. I take a break right around lunch before I eat, and I just go into some nice deep breathing exercises. I'll do Sarah's meditation of loving kindness. Whatever feels right for you. The important piece about meditating is that you stop what you're doing. You center in, you check in with your physical body, relax any pain, relax any stress, and become present. And if your mind drifts, just pull it back to what you're supposed to be thinking about or what you've asked your mind to think about. There's no judgment. For a long time, I kept my journal by me when I meditated so that if I'm in the process of meditating and that person that I have an issue with pops into my head and I'm sending them love, and then all of a sudden it clicks, oh, that's what they meant by whatever. Oh, I understand now. I want to talk to them about it. I want to share that with them. Okay, well, I can think about that for a good 20 minutes. So instead, I'll just write a little note right next to me, talk to so-and-so about such and such, beautiful release, loving kindness, blah, 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 and I'm going back into the meditation. So I know it's written down, I can release it from my mind, and I can come back to the present moment. The worst thing you could do is set yourself up for failure and decide that you're going to meditate an hour every morning and every night, and it never happens. So be gentle and kind with yourself. Set an alarm for 5 minutes, do some deep breathing, do the loving kindness meditation, and be present with yourself. The foundation is really very simple, and it's not about doing it perfect. It's about doing it the best of your ability. Wake up, stay in bed, reach for your pencil and your journal, and write for 15 minutes whatever comes to your mind. Don't stop writing. Don't think about it. Just do it. Number two, at some point during the day, morning is sometimes night, do some yoga or other form of exercise for 20 minutes. Now, 20 minutes sounds like a long time. Do it for 10 minutes. Just do something. Keep it easy and feel your body while you do it. Be present to your body. Think about your body as your temperature gauge for positive and negative,
for what you want to do and be and feel and experience in your life. Number three, meditate or breathe for 5 or more minutes each day. Midday is good. Take a break. Regroup. Anytime is fine. And number four, keep a gratitude journal of the things that you're thankful for during your day. It's easy to do before you go to bed. Don't duplicate. And as you practice this, you'll catch yourself looking for the good things throughout your day. Last but not least, your truth is your power. So do not lie to yourself. It weakens your strength. So remember, this foundation can take as little as 40 minutes a day or as much as 4 hours a day. If you want to take a weekend retreat with it, knock your socks off. It's a beautiful opportunity for you to gift yourself some time. And that's really what this is all about, is taking time for yourself. Speaking of time, it's already a quarter till. And I hope that that information and I hope that the meditation served you well. I think there's a couple of you on the phone. I'm going to unmute you guys. And okay. I'm going to keep talking and keep giving you guys some information, but I believe that everyone is unmuted now, so you should be able to. Oh, no, wait. Hold on. Let me try one more thing. I tried to unmute you guys. Let me try one more thing. Okay. So you should be able to unmute yourself now if you want to ask a question. And if somebody would be so kind to let me know if that is working, if you can unmute yourself and just let me know if you guys can talk, if somebody's still on the line, so I know that it's working or not, that'd be awesome.
Yes, Eva, it's working. It's working.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you so much for letting me know. So if anyone has any questions or any comments about the foundation or anything at all, this is the time to ask. This first week's assignment, you start today, tonight. You can start with your gratitude journal this evening if you haven't started earlier today already. And again, set yourself up for success. Do what you can every day. Some people think it's better, you know, if they're pressed for time to do one thing really well. And if you feel really strong about that, then that's how you should do it. Personally, for myself, I'd rather do 5 minutes of everything, if that's, you know, the kind of crazy day I have to have, and know that I've given myself love in each area, then that, for me, works better. But you have to know what works best for you. So be present with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Set yourself up for success. Don't give yourself huge goals that you know you won't be able to keep, because this foundation process will go through every week. So for 6 weeks, for 40 days, you will be committed to this practice. Does anybody have any questions or any concerns about the foundation?
Eva?
Is there anybody on the line? Yes,
Eva?
Yes, honey?
Yeah. I wanted to ask, I noticed that I already started this morning again.
Great.
With my practice, and I noticed something stand out, and I underlined it. Now, I'd like to be able to underline things, but I know you want us to not really edit too much, but is that okay to underline something? As we go along, I thought, what really stood out, that really wow, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, you can, yeah, you can say anything you'd like, of course, you can share in any way.
I can what?
Is it that, what is it that stood out for you?
No, oh no, it's not. I don't want to share it. I'm just saying I want to know that I can underline certain things that come up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, and in regards to, and I'm glad that you said that. In regards to sharing during these calls, you know, everybody's anonymous. I mean, if somebody feels like they want to, you know, say their name and say, share who they are and what they do and all that, that's fine too. But just so everybody feels safe, I should have started the call off with this, or this portion of the call off, by saying that everybody on the call is anonymous. There's people from Arizona, there's people from California, there's people from New York, there's people from Chicago. I feel so blessed. There's people all over the country on this call. It feels really, I mean, not maybe right on this call right now, but people in the program. Even from Oregon, actually, just people all over, and it's so beautiful, and it feels the energy. So even if you never speak,
if you never share, if you never ask a question, if you listen to these calls downloaded later in the week, you know, you read your email on, you know, Monday morning instead of Sunday night or whatever, it doesn't matter because you are in an energy. As many of my clients know, I pray for you regularly. I pray for you. I send you love and light. I pray for certain situations if I happen to know exactly what's happening in your life. And when I do these programs, I meditate for you. I call each person in the program to my mind during a meditation, and it's quite like Sarah's meditation. I send you love and light, and I encourage self-love within your being. So even though we're not all talking and sharing together, which is, of course, an option on these calls, but even if you remain completely anonymous, you are receiving the energy of being in a group. You are receiving the power and the presence of many people doing this together. It's really quite magical. So, you know, this is your program, and I have no control over how serious you take it or that you never read another email ever again. You know, that's up to you. But if you, you know, if you really commit to it, it can be quite magical. Is there anybody on the line that's been doing, that feels comfortable in sharing, that's been doing the foundation for quite some time, that would like to share anything, any encouraging words about any part of the foundation? I don't know exactly who's on the call, so you're lucky I won't call you out. You know who you are. I'm kidding. I don't know who you are. I know when I first started doing this program, which I created, I thought, this is too much. I was having a hard time. I especially had a hard time with the morning pages because I don't wake up like all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And when I realized it was really a blessing that I didn't wake up immediately and jump into the shower and start my day, I found that the process of my slowness of getting up really created time for me to discover things about myself. And next week, I won't give away what the homework will be, but a big part of this program and self-love in general is to know yourself. When you fall in love with somebody else, you get to know them. And sometimes you love them more before you get to know them. But the goal in this program is to get to know yourself. And as you continue to deepen the knowing of yourself, the love expands. It can be really powerful. I wish for all of you and pray for all of you to experience the deep, moving, authentic love that I have experienced doing this work. Don't forget that each and every one of you, whether you're an existing client now or this is the first time you've ever heard from Crazy Old Me, you get a 30-minute session, one-on-one session with me, and you can schedule that anytime between now and the last day of the program. And if you're having fear or concern or any kind of, you know, doubt or worry, do it sooner than later. Don't wait till you're 3 weeks in and 3 weeks behind to schedule that call. And you can always schedule, you know, a session anytime you want, whether you're an existing client or a new client or just doing the program, of course. But with your payment for this program, you get a half an hour as a gift. So take advantage of that. Don't forget that you have that. And again, if you have any fear, do it sooner than later so we can get to the core of that and release it right away so you can get the full benefit of the program. You may definitely want to share this program with other people that you know, and that's fine. People can start any time between now and next Sunday. So they would be just a little bit behind in the foundation, but they could listen to the call any time before the next call. So if you know somebody, after you're hearing this and reading what I sent you, and you think, gosh, so-and-so might really love this or might really use this to their benefit, definitely don't recommend it to people that you're mad at because that won't go over well. But anybody else that you feel would really enjoy it or love it, they can definitely join in anytime before next Sunday. And you're always welcome to give them my email, website, my phone number, whatever works for you. I think that's it. Thank you so much for those of you that called in live. It's always nice to know that I'm not talking to myself. And if you need anything between now and our next conference call, don't hesitate to reach out, and you will receive your next assignment next Sunday night. And most likely, I'll just send an invitation again to you about the conference call next Monday night so that you don't forget. But in case you're away from your computer or you want to call in when you don't have the information in front of you, it's always the same. So whenever you're calling in on the live call, it's always the exact same as what you did. And just read the instructions that I emailed to you in regards to downloading the call and listening to it at a later time. And that's all for tonight. I will close every night with a prayer. So here's our prayer for week one, self-love. Thank you guys so much. Beloved Mother, Father, God, I am humbled once again to be doing your work. Everyone that is on the phone call right now, everyone that will listen to this phone call in the future, no matter how soon or how late, is blessed to come to this realization of the importance of self-love, and that self-love will bring us closer not only to our true divinity, but to you, God, and to others. As we deepen our knowledge and we open our hearts to receive love from others, from God, and from ourselves, we expand our bodies, our physical body, our mental body, emotional and spiritual body. And for this, we are grateful. I ask that each one of us doing this program together be centered in love and light, know that they are being cared for deeply by myself and by you, Mother, Father, God. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. Have a beautiful evening, everyone, and I will chat with most of you sometime this week. Many blessings and much love.